Morrissey, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Well, possibly the most frequently complained about business in our city is the roadworks, and this has been going on for years and years and years. But ultimately, we end up with a better product, much better product. Now, this is an article by Chris Calcino in the Cairns Post today under the heading Highway Gladness. The city's inner southern commute is gliding at its smoothest rate in years as critical roadworks edge towards completion and leave northern motorists in the dust. Orange witches' hats have been infuriating staples of the Warree to Portsmouth stretch of the Bruce Highway since construction started in 2018, with lane closures and reduced speed limits all too familiar. Now, Kate Street, by the way, has changed. It's been renamed Lynx Drive, but everyone still knows it as Kate Street. Now, the $123 million Kate Street to Ormond Street upgrade is now tantalisingly close to completion, with a six-lane carriageway finally slashing drive time for motorists in Portsmouth. Now, Main Road spokeswoman said the work was nearing completion, although there was no indication when dreaded 60k limits would end. I won't go on with all the details of that, because if you're coming in every day, going home every day, you know exactly where it's up to. Now, it goes on further to say work has happened in tandem with the $481 million Stage 3 project to duplicate a 10.5-kilometre section of the highway from Edmonton to Gordonvale. Gee, this is a big job, isn't it? 10.5 k's. Now, the department said that stretch was still on track for completion in, wait for it, mid-2023. Still got another 2 years to go. Another 2 years to go. I've got Division 1's Brett Moller on the line to talk about this. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, John.
What are your long-suffering residents out there saying about this work?
Oh, look, John, the amount of spend with the Bruce Highway duplication and that Kate Street upgrade by the Department of Main Roads, it's a state and federal government funding package, but, you know, $481 million, I believe the the Kate Street upgrade is about $123 million. We haven't seen that sort of investment up here for many, many years, so it's most welcome. I know you and I, from my time at the Gordonvale Chamber, had talked about the southern access and the road in from Gordonvale to Cairns, which had such strong numbers that these were causing not only delays but traffic hazards and accidents, and I think I've mentioned before, John, you really see the stress of the traffic flow when it rains and the number of accidents, and we were having far too many. So it's been the Kate Street or Lynx Drive upgrade into Ormola Street and beyond into Draper. It has been a long time coming, 2018. We did suffer in patience there, but now it's coming to fruition. Those lanes are starting to be opened. You can see the traffic flow is far superior. That stress bumper to bumper that we've put up with for a couple of years now is abating. Mm. And again, you know, it's not just improved traffic, productivity, economic, all those things, very much welcome. But you know, as what the northern suburbs are going through now, we certainly suffered for a very long time with that growth down in the southern corridor, and this infrastructure was, I called it, you know, playing catch-up footy, and we're just coming to that now. The duplication of the highway between Edmonton and Gordonvale, where there will be a 100k speed limit, is just going to reduce the travel time significantly, improve the safety. And again, we've got the Mount Peter corridor growth that's still happening. So, you know, we welcome this investment. Again, we have to be a little bit more patient. But to see the Kate Street and Draper and Ormla section now coming to fruition, and the witch's hat starting to dissipate, and we've still got a 60k speed limit there, and a couple of the sections of that third laneway closed, but they're about to be opened in the near future, and I think we'll have a wonderful flow morning and afternoon, a much better outcome than what we've had to put up with.
You've got to be patient a little longer. It's actually two more years, completion in mid-2023.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's with the duplication. But I don't. Everyone I've talked to, and certainly what I see, you can't fault the contractors. They're going at 100 miles an hour out there. There's so much activity, so many people on the ground. A welcome little boost to Gordonvale, to the eateries there, and the E2G project management team. We had a Sugar Solace Country Fair there on the weekend. Well, they had a stall with maps, and they've been very engaging. Been very engaging with the community to lay out what the plans are. The design and construct is always a little. I mean, you know, it obviously brings benefits in terms of the economic costs of building, but you know, they need to be informing the community of any changes along the way, and they're doing a pretty good job at that. But there are still some frustrations with a couple of the property owners that have been severely impacted by what is progress and growth.
Now, this will be a difficult one for you, but I'll throw it in anyway. The $164 million Smithfield bypass due to be finished by the end of the year, with structural works for a new overpass bridge at the McGregor Road already completed. That McGregor Road intersection, for people travelling from the north to the south in the morning, there's lots and lots and lots. They hate it because those people on that tiny little roundabout coming in under the overpass zoom in from the right at, well, what people say is excessive speed, and frighten the daylights out of people. I hear there's been loads of near misses. I don't know how many prangs. It's an interesting configuration. I thought they might modify it, but anyway, it looks like it's going to stay that way. Now, it goes on there. This is an interesting one. The $359 million Cook Highway upgrade project, this is coming in closer to town, will stay on the books for years to come, with only the first small section, and that's mostly between Airport Avenue and James Street, to start in September. This is the work that's going to be happening, obviously, on Sheridan Street, by the sounds of it, is it?
Yes, it is. And I guess we go back to that southern corridor. The difficulty there was that the federal governments had committed their part of the funding on an 80-20 split, but the Department of Transport and Main Roads needed to do the planning. Now, what I understand with the ring road, we're in the same predicament there. They still need to do the planning for that. Once the Smithfield bypass becomes operational, which is sooner rather than later, I suppose the concern out there is that, you know, what will be the impact in terms of a bottleneck. And that ring road really needs to be brought forward. So I'm sure that Cairns Regional Council and the residents, particularly the Northern Beaches residents and those affected around Kemmeringa and Red Lynch, you know, again, we're just going to have to beat that drum loudly, John, and, you know, say it's not good enough. And again, we don't want to do the you know, the regional Queensland and southeast corner, but, you know, have a look at the media press recently about what the Olympic Games bid is going to do for Brisbane in the southeast corner in terms of highways and tunnels and cross river rail and transport upgrades. And, you know, we say we want our share. I know the comment on the budget was that, you know, the budget handed down yesterday, 62%. Will go to regional Queensland. Well, that's still, you know, close to 40% in Brisbane southeast, and 62% spread across regional Queensland. Exactly. There's a big space to fill, John. Exactly. So, you know, all we want is our fair share, and that's the advocacy that we'll be taking forward.
Keep banging that drum, Brett. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, John.
That's Councillor Brett Muller. He's the Division 1 Councillor. How's the time? 14 to 10.